Audacity.
Protesters in Antigua denounce the country's high cost of living and urge the Prime Minister to step down. I am Ken Richards with today's edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. In Antigua, protesters on Tuesday called for the immediate resignation of Prime Minister Gaston Browne. Their call for a change in government is said to be based on their frustration with the country's high cost of living and an increase in food and fuel prices. Their concerns were articulated during a picket outside the Prime Minister's office Tuesday morning. The protesters, described as sizable in number, were also lobbying for consistent water supplies and adequate fire trucks to respond to emergencies. This report by Observer Radio News.
I run in taxi fast since 96, and the worst I ever see with one so-called mandatable prime minister in this country. We need to get rid of it, because imagine, I work for $15 in the taxi shortstop, and I have to put 70 cents more for a gallon of gas. And right now, we can't buy food, we can't go to the supermarket. I can't tell you, past week when we go to the supermarket, I know it's worse. And this is the first time I ever into a picket, and we'll be into one march if you have to.
I'm here because of the rise in the gas price. I have two kids. Yes, I find this ridiculous. I live in Coolidge, and we maybe once every 2 weeks or week and a half, we get water. The gas prices, oh my God. How much more can we, the people, take in this country? The pressure is on us in every corner.
Everything is on poor people. Okay? I drive and to pay $15.70 on each gallon. It's too much one time. If you brave it and put it on, like you say, for dollar, and then the 120. Oh my, but per gallon is killing me. Plus, at home, I cannot get water.
The voices of protesters outside the Prime Minister's office. Meantime, UPP candidate for St. John's City South, France de Freitas, one of the organizers of the picket, says the turnout was very encouraging.
It definitely is encouraging for me to see so many people standing up in the rain, but to see the people coming out and standing up defending their constitutional right to talk about the issues of the increase in fuel price, the lack of water in Antigua and Barbuda, and the absence of adequate fire tenders to be able to defend our homes when they are on fire.
The price of flour in Grenada increased effective on Monday. Meanwhile, householders and motorists are keeping a close eye on fuel prices amid fears that this could also rise within 4 weeks. That has triggered panel discussions in the country on growing food and other prices fueled by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. More from GBN News in St. George's.
Consumers in Grenada are keeping their eyes on the global pricing charts amid reports that international food and feed prices could rise by between 8% and 20% as a result of the conflict in Ukraine, triggering a jump in global malnourishment. In a preliminary assessment of Russia's invasion of its neighbor, the Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, said it was not clear if Ukraine would be able to harvest crops during a protracted conflict, while uncertainty also surrounded Russian food exports. The FAO said Russia was the world's largest exporter of wheat, while Ukraine is the fifth largest. Together, they provide 19% of the world's barley supply, 14% of wheat, and 4% of maize, making up more than one-third of global cereal exports. Russia is also a world leader in fertilizer exports. The FAO Director General says the likely disruptions to agricultural activities of these two major exporters of staple commodities could seriously escalate food insecurity globally.
There may have been an error of judgment in Dominica beginning diplomatic relations with Syria on March 7, says a former ambassador to the United Nations. Crispin Gregoire argues, however, that the, quote, lapse in judgment, end quote, as Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit put it, in blaming Ambassador Lauren Bannis Roberts, must be put squarely on the backs of the foreign ministry in Roseau and the government. Gregoire describes it as baffling and has difficulty believing that diplomatic relations can be made with countries without the Prime Minister's knowledge and consent, especially when the same ambassador has done this numerous times before. His comments were made on local radio Q95 on Monday. Ambassador Banis Roberts resigned on Friday after allegedly establishing diplomatic relations with Syria without the permission or consent of the Prime Minister. Former Ambassador Gregoire told Q95 that it is highly unlikely that Banis Roberts acted on her own on that matter.
The miscommunication that went on between the Foreign Ministry of Dominica and its permanent mission in New York, that is baffling. Because, as I said before, I don't believe that Ambassador Banis Roberts would sign on with any country. And she has signed many communiques. I don't think there was any lapse on the ambassador's part. The ambassador is doing what she's accustomed of doing with many other states. Once it has been signed, it's there for perpetuity because we are dealing as two states. We're not dealing with governments. We're dealing with two states. So whatever government comes to power after has to honor that relationship going forward. And so Afghanistan is a good example where we signed diplomatic relations with them before the government changed in August last year. And our diplomatic relations continues with the state of Afghanistan. And in that situation, I think it was very bad timing for Dominica to sign diplomatic relations with Syria when Syria supported the territorial Ukraine's territory was violated by Russia,
mm-hmm.
and Syria supported that. And that is in clear contravention of the UN Charter. So to 1 week later, we are now signing diplomatic relations. That was just an error. That's the error of judgment. I don't put it at the feet of the ambassador. I put it at the feet of the foreign ministry and the whole government of Dominica.
Meanwhile, a barrage of questions are still being asked about the Dominica-Syria diplomatic relations issue and what actually happened. The current political leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Bernardito, is suggesting that Mr. Skerritt's explanation speaks to him not being in charge of the government as he should be.
If the Prime Minister is actually acknowledging that there is, in fact, a breakdown of systems of protocol and control of his government, if the Prime Minister is claiming ignorance, or the government, the cabinet, the Minister of Foreign Affairs is claiming ignorance of a major diplomatic, establishing a major diplomatic relationship like that with Syria, and the appropriate minister, the Prime Minister, the cabinet is not informed that they are actually rogue agents who have the ability to sign this sort of bilateral agreements without the awareness, without the council, without the input of the people who have been elected to govern of a country, then the Prime Minister has done himself made any major strides by claiming ignorance.
Former Ambassador to the UN, Crispin Gregoire, who was also a panelist, wants an explanation of what suspending indefinitely the diplomatic relations between Dominica and Syria means.
I think that we need some clarity from the government of what does it mean that the diplomatic relations have been suspended indefinitely. That's just not vague. It's too vague. We really need to know. And short of... if they really don't want to have relations with Syria, they should revoke it. They should end that diplomatic relationship. This thing about suspending it, to me, does not make any sense at all.
An internal conflict spanning over 2 years within the Burger Gully community of Mountain View in East Kingston, Jamaica, has claimed several lives. However, the violent tension has reportedly boiled down as residents say the community has been incident-free for the past 2 months. Here's CVM News.
Following months.
months of tension, the residents of Burger Community off Mountain View in East Kingston are breathing a sigh of relief. This as warring factions have brokered a ceasefire in a long-standing conflict.
The bad blood spanning over 2 years between men in a section of the community called Top Burger and Bottom Burger has seemingly simmered, as residents tell our news team there is a relative calm over the past 2 months. It has always been a blame game among the two factions. The residents from both sides have mutual interest, peace, and to see the improvement of the community as one.
You want some more help? Then want somebody to come in. Talk to them, most the young girl, the young man, them. Help from that standpoint. Start build from the law. Come up now, wait till them start fire the gun.
A former member of the Peace Management Initiative within the community says several efforts are being employed to maintain the ceasefire.
Since the interventions that we have been doing, along with the political representative and the pastors, we have met with both fractions in a mediation type of setting at 25 Mountain View Avenue. The two sets came together and, you know, we talk over our differences.
The hope is for continued peace. Robeanne Williams for CVM Live.
Jamaican reggae artist Jackie will spend the next 6 years in prison after he was found guilty of attempted manslaughter in the Netherlands. The sentence was handed down on Tuesday, March 22nd, after the court rejected his claim of self-defense. More from Roy Sanford.
Frank Watimina, press officer for the Netherlands Public Prosecution Service, told the media that although the claim of self-defense was rejected, the court found Jackie not guilty of attempted murder. Jackie, 43, whose real name is Sikato Alcock, was charged last October in relation to a stabbing incident involving promoter Nicardo Blik in Dam Square in the Netherlands. It followed an argument over money totaling 5,000 euros owed to the artist by the promoter for a concert at which he performed. The prosecution told the court that Jackie's action was premeditated and it was his intention to harm and wound Blik.
In Guyana, a U.S. citizen is under arrest for Hook's kidnapping. Here's News Source Guyana.
A U.S. citizen who family members thought had been kidnapped after they received a photograph of him with his mouth covered with duct tape has been found alive and well at the Hatfield Street Hotel. The man, 29-year-old Rohan Kirpal Mangra, has since told investigators that he was not abducted and went to the hotel of his own free will. His relatives filed a complaint to the police on the 17th of March, 2 days after losing all contact with him and receiving a photograph of him via WhatsApp showing him with duct tape around his mouth. The police immediately launched an investigation. Acting on information on Sunday, the police visited the hotel on Hatfield Street, where the man was found relaxing and explained that he was never kidnapped. He was taken into custody, and several other persons have been arrested. Investigators are now probing the incident as a kidnapping hoax.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, 23rd March. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.